This is Louis Navalier. It's Wednesday, November 30th. Well, we're kind of in a washing machine today here, folks, so don't let the market bother you too much. I'm happy because I had a couple earnings come out that drove our stocks higher. These are smaller cap companies. Titan Machinery beat big times up nicely. Another stock, Frontline, which transport crude oil, is up nicely after it beat. These are not in all our portfolios because they're more small cap to mid cap stocks. But it shows that earnings are working, okay? And that's important as we finish the year and we go into the new year. Clearly, the stocks that can sustain strong sales earnings momentum and surprise analysts are going to continue to prosper. And analysts are being very cautious right now, so I think surprises might be much more likely in the new year. So that's good. The economic news, the most significant one today is ADP reported that we only created 127,000 private payrolls in November. That was a lot less than some people expected. That's setting the stage for possibly a disappointing payroll report on Friday. Now, if we get a bad payroll number, don't be upset because it's just going to mean the Fed can't raise rates much beyond December. Because they have an unemployment mandate. So if we start to have an unemployment problem in America, that will cause the Fed to hesitate. We also had the Fed's favorite inflation indicator, the personal consumption expenditure index, updated. And, you know, it's running about a 4.3% annual pace. The core rate's running at 4.6. Not significant changes, so... But that's good to know that that's what the Fed is focused on. And finally, we had the Commerce Department revise their third quarter GDP estimate up to 2.9% from 2.6%. The reason for the upward revision is consumer spending has apparently grown at 1.7% versus 1.4% previously estimated. But it's going to be a very narrow market. It's going to be an earnings-driven market. It's a market of big changes. Tech's doing better today, but there has been net selling in tech as it shrinks as a percent of the S&P. Obviously, energy is rising as a percent of the S&P. So what we call the tracking managers, the people that try to follow benchmarks, are net sellers of tech, net buyers of energy right now. So I find that to be very, very important, okay? The other important development we have is... crude oil prices are very firm right now. So we'll get an inventory report here soon, and then we'll see whether the inventories are still shrinking as they have been in recent weeks. But the bottom line is energy is the oasis, the ag industry is still very healthy. You know, Titan Machinery makes a lot of agricultural equipment, especially equipment. They also provide for construction. There's some people getting excited about, you know, Caterpillar's orders, Deere's orders, and John Deere had good earnings. So, you know, the U.S. manufacturing sector might be heating up, and we're going to see if we get a feel for that with tomorrow's ISM manufacturing report. So, still we're in a washing machine. But all I care about is finding the silver lining critical path for us to follow. And as long as earnings are working and driving stocks higher, I'm a happy camper. So I want you to be happy. I want you to enjoy the holidays. There will be tax selling, some other stuff going on next few weeks. If you're looking to commit new money to the market, the best time is going to be the week between Christmas and Thanksgiving. That's kind of a dead week before the surge in the new year. So that would be a good time to add money if you wanted to. But I do expect it still to go higher in the next few weeks, but it's going to be oscillating. So that's it. So Louis Navalier, just want to give you a quick update. I'll keep monitoring the market for volatility, and I'll update these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.